This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
By the way, the Disney app is out now, and I noticed that the movie Song of the South is not on the Disney collection. Did you notice it? Did you download the app yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I actually watched Pinocchio with the kids, which was very refreshing to watch Pinocchio. No, it really is. I mean, you know, the whole thing about having a conscience and doing what's right, not lying. There's a lot of good messages in that movie.
That's true.
Pinocchio. And then, of course, how he adopts him at the end and everything like that. It becomes his son. And very, very nice story. I forgot how there used to be a time when Disney movies were, you know, not indoctrination camps. They were just good movies. But I was looking through the Disney, all the options that they have, it's the entire catalog, right?
Right.
But a couple of things are missing, including Song of the South, which they've decided now is it has racial stereotypes in there. So they've scrubbed that movie, right? So it's scrubbed. It will not be part of it. Did you ever see Song of the South? It's got the zippity doo dah,
oh, yeah.
Zippity yay. That's the song.
That's the song?
Yep. That is the song.
What's wrong with that?
Not that, but other things they say in the movie. They put out stereotypes of black Americans, they say. It's some stereotypes in there. The movie is a combo of animation and live action with a story based on Joel Chandler Harris's Uncle Remus books. In the movie, a young boy named Johnny gets told stories that teach him a number of lessons from former slave Uncle Remus. Though the company has not released a film for nearly two decades, some of it still remains in pop culture. The Disney ride Splash Mountain is based on the film. Zippity Doodah has been covered by everyone from Miley Cyrus to Frank Sinatra. But of course, leave it to the left to find all the problems with the film. So here they are. A Slate article, shocking, it's Slate, right? A Slate article highlights some of the problematic elements of the film where, quote, it's implied that black workers are no longer Johnny's family's property, but they are still completely subservient and happily so. It's implied that that's the case. A Cinema Blend article adds, beyond that, Song of the South deals with the use of racial dialects, as well as the use of the trope that would later become known as the magical Negro. Even the animated sequences aren't free of controversy. One of Brer Fox's plans to capture Brer Rabbit involves the use of a golem made of black tar, which the fox refers to as a tar baby. Despite this, there have been numerous requests that the film be made available over the years, including by Whoopi Goldberg, who has said this movie needs to be released. She said, I'm trying to find a way to get people to start having conversations about bringing Song of the South back so we can talk about what it was and where it came from and why it came out. Disney, it's not the only thing Disney is edited, by the way. They edited out a scene from Dumbo. The cartoon Dumbo, not the dumb Tim Burton remake.
Right.
Nobody saw. In the cartoon Dumbo, a group of crows, one of which is named Jim Crow.
Oh, God.
Oh, gee.
What's the matter with...
Like,
and they're voiced by white actors doing stereotypical African-American voices. Another film that's been edited? Toy Story 2. You want to know why?
Why?
In the post-credits scene, one of the toys has the two blonde dolls.
Oh, yes. I remember this.
And it's a casting couch joke.
Yes.
Like if you want to be in the next movie.
Yes. I remember that.
Oh, man.
Oh,
man. It's in the blooper reel at the end of Toy Story 2.
Quote unquote blooper reel.
Right. And that is, it's quote unquote, because obviously, you know, there's no bloopers when it's animation. But
that's what's clever about it. All those adult references, you know, for the parents.
Edited, scrubbed, censored. And then I started thinking, if you're going to go down this road, Disney, you got problems. Because I was looking at some of those movies that are on there. A lot of those movies are questionable. Like, for example, if you look at the Disney app, it's broken down by category. You've got Star Wars, Marvel, Disney, Pixar, which was Steve Jobs' studio until Disney bought it. Then you could go down like Mickey Mouse. You start with Steamboat Willie, go all through Mickey Mouse. You go to the next line. The next line is Princesses.
Oh, no.
Now, you know, as well as I do, somewhere, some woke person is already mad as hell that Disney calls it princesses and has a princess line. Mad as hell.
They're going to scrub the Disney app more.
I mean,
By the end of, probably by the end of next year, there's going to be five movies up there.
Right, exactly. Five. It'll be Frozen and Frozen 2 and Frozen 3, and that'll be basically it.
Unless they have some princesses and queens who are not you know, female.
Well, you know that's coming, right? You have princesses, but they're all girl movies. Where are the boy princesses? And you know that's coming too. And I'm telling you, the minute you see, this is why, if you start going down the road of editing and censoring years later, and you don't just say, hey, this is these are the movies, talk amongst yourselves, right? Then you turn around and you go, well, then now, since we're at it, while we're doing censorship and editing, I'm very triggered by princesses because they show girls to be subservient to men, and it puts the stereotype that women are delicate and feminine and blah, 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 blah.
And Disney's so woke that they will oblige.
Oh, without a doubt. It'll be changed from princesses to young girls who identify as girls wearing crowns or something. People who identify as girls who wear what they identify as a crown on their head or something. That'll be the
dresses.
What's that?
Long dresses.
Yeah, and long dresses. But some of the dresses are short too, and you know that's it might put out stereotypes that the women are there just for the men's sexual gratification. You see too. So I say scrub the whole freaking thing.
They'll also be too white.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, there's a lot of white too. There's a lot of white princesses.
Speaking of white,
except
Snow
in
white.
Aladdin, which has a lot of stereotypes of the brown princesses.
Well, she's pretty bossy, though.
In the
Aladdin.
Original cartoon?
Oh.
She just wanted to just become a princess. You know, woke. Disney's screwed. Good for them.
But speaking of Snow White, she was like the original whistleblower princess.
You got to refresh my memory. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Whistle while you work?
Oh. Ba-dum-bum.
Right?
Look at
Sorry.
That. Nice.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Nice. So
I have the original scene in Dumbo from The Crows.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it and hear if it's
and hear if
you think it's offensive?
Because I think what you have to be cognizant of is that right now playing out in real time is the selective editing of things that in today's time are not woke. And so once you go down this road as a country, where there's no going back, and it's only going to be a question of how many other things become edited to the woke times in which we live. So let's take a listen.
Did you ever see an elephant fly?
Well, I seen a horse fly.
I seen a dragon fly.
I seen a house fly.
I seen all that too. I seen a peanut stand and heard a rubber band. I seen a needle that winked its eye. But I be done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly.
What you say, boy?
I said when I see an elephant fly. I seen the front porch swing.
Just sound to me sounds like a southern accent.
It does. Yeah, I
mean, if you want to hear racism in that, you certainly can, right?
Absolutely, sure.
That's the thing about racism is that, or sexism, or homophobia, or transphobia, you can find it anywhere you look.
Yep.
It's the beautiful thing about that is if you go looking, you'll find it. That's all you got to do. Just look. Crows are black, but crows are not necessarily I don't know how many people have called a black person a crow in their life before, right?
No.
So I don't know how it's actually, but if you want it to be, you can easily make it be. That's all you got to do. And then you just, now it's racist. Now cut the scene out. There you go.
But those were white guys. So nowadays you would have African-American comedians do a lot of those roles.
Yeah.
So I think that the problem probably is that they were white guys playing.
Well, you got to get it. You're right, Dawn. So you get Dave Chappelle to do one of the crows as a makeup.
Or Kevin Hart.
Elephant. That fat ass can't fly. I mean, that's or Kevin Hart. Right.
It's a cartoon. Nobody sees the voices. Nobody sees who's doing it.
How do you know they're white actors?
But nowadays we do. We do know they, because they all go on all the talk shows and people know who voices them over. So,
but back then they didn't. So, I mean, if they were trying to make it racist, but they had white actors doing it, wouldn't they make everybody know? Wouldn't that be? I don't know the hidden racial tropes that Disney was putting out. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not buying it. But again, if you go looking, you'll find it everywhere you look, right? That's the beautiful thing about being woke. You'll find something to offend you everywhere you turn.
But to take this entire scene out is
the whole scene
is a little ridiculous.
Gone. As is the entire movie, Song of the South. Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. And the whole joke in Toy Story 2. Gone. See that?
Mm-hmm.
This is just the beginning.
Oh, it's just the beginning, you see.
Dumbo's going to be 5 minutes long. It'll be like, this is the edited
version. I'm sure the animal cruelty people are going to chime in on poor Dumbo, how he's treated, right?
Well,
that Dumbo will be out too.
Oh, poor Dumbo.
Poor Dumbo. And you're making fat jokes, you're stereotyping
awful.
Obese jokes, you're fat shaming Dumbo. You're fat shaming that elephant. This is where we're headed.
Woke Disney.
Woke Disney.
$6.99 a month.
Yeah. Pay $7 to be woke. And then just suddenly, you turn the app on one day, movies will just start disappearing in front of your face. Movies and cartoons. And, whoa, what the hell happened here?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.